for pandemic response, including access to vaccines and diagnostic and treatment tools. It's also the responsibility of states to combat any form of discrimination against displaced persons and to ensure access to free, multiple, reliable information. For its part, France has continued to implement, despite the pandemic and sometimes a difficult security context, continued to implement its commitments shouldered during the global forum, in particular accepting people from third countries. Thus, as soon as the external borders of the European Union were opened this summer, France established an exemption procedure to ensure that people benefiting from its asylum visa program could rapidly arrive in the country, as well as people who were allowed to settle before the pandemic started. Thus, as of October 20, we were able to resume our protection programs in countries of first asylum. People will be assessing candidates for settlement in France, and they were deployed in Egypt, Turkey, Lebanon, and other countries where health conditions are allowed. Despite the pandemic, we've managed to develop our resettlement program in three countries of first settlement: Rwanda, Cameroon, and Ethiopia. Despite these, apart from these commitments, our action in favor of vulnerable populations is more and more fitting in with the major changes and upheavals related to climate and mass internal displacement. Here, France will continue to act in the context of its monitoring and participation in the Group of Friends and the High-Level Panel on Internally Displaced Persons, and in the work on the platform on displacement related to disasters, which we chaired and vice-chaired for 2 years. Our next deadlines are soon to be upon us. In September, we'll have the meeting of senior officials following up from the forum. We will also have a lot to do when we chair the Council of the European Union in the first half of 2022, when we will be organising, together with the European Commission, the first European Humanitarian Forum from the 24th to the 26th of January. Certainly, the High Commissioner for Refugees and the topic of refugee protection will be given pride of place. Thank you.